Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show as we're moving on to 1 o'clock here on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And don't forget, on our website, our uncensored podcasts, we're counting it down to the day when our full shows here, our full national show, will be available for download. So that means it's available for on-demand listening. We will be streaming it as well on our website. And we are also going to be rolling out our video cam. What are you looking at, bud?
Look at the lady.
You mean the chick in the dress?
Yeah.
Look at the lady.
I know, man. That doesn't sound like a retard. You never seen a woman before?
Yeah, but look at her butt.
Will you shut up? So www.philhendryshow.com so you can listen to our shows, and also don't forget our uncensored webcasts and podcasts. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Annalise in Minneapolis, what's on your mind, Annalise?
I was just calling because I was just kind of wondering, like, what's the big deal if he's gay or not, or anybody's gay or not? They're all people, and they all have the right to their lives, and
everybody was career. Flipping out about it. Everyone was flipping out. They wanted to know Adam Lambert. Is he gay?
And I know. Think they're flipping out because of the fact that he is one of those people that, like, flamboyantly came out and wasn't scared to be like,
He didn't come out right away. By the way, you don't know this lady, do you?
I think it's really up that he's going to all the Arab states.
You don't know her, do you?
No.
No, all right. I believe that a lot of people, as Jace Rantz, my producer, said, most of the people who want to see this cat come out are people that don't really watch American Idol or didn't see him on the show. Anybody that saw him on the show pretty much made up their mind that he was. And so, big wow. So now he's on the cover of Rolling Stone. Everyone knows. And as far as I'm concerned, he's the least of the people that everybody wants this guy to come out. I'd like to hear a few of some of these other, like Ryan Seacrest. Don't you wonder? Of course you do.
Okay. Well, yeah. Ryan Seacrest for an example. Okay. Let's use him.
All right. Let's use Sir Keith Olbermann. Uh huh.
Okay. Let's use Keith Olbermann. That's better choice.
All right.
Let's say.
How about?
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
What about him? All right. Go ahead. Use anybody that you want. Go ahead.
We'll use Keith Olbermann. At the same time, I still think that, A, who cares? He's a person. He has a right to his life. He has a right to his personal decisions. He should be treated just like everybody else. And who cares? Like, if it doesn't affect you, why is it such a big issue? Like, people need to get over it.
What about knowing how many gay folks we got so that we, it's almost like being at a party, who wants cake? All right, here's all the straights and the gays. And we sort of know how many we have in terms of how people vote. Or maybe they could even affect the economy if they want more rights, We'd all, look at this,
yeah,
now we've got like 9 million gay people.
And I get that, but don't you think that, like, what if it was that all gay people could get married, but heterosexual couples can get married? Why would that be fair? I just think it doesn't matter. Who cares? It's like such an inconsequential thing. We have such bigger issues to worry about than whether or not, like, our national crisis of, like, people being homeless and going into debt and losing their homes. And
oh, we don't have any homeless people, do we?
None.
Well, not the way we used to. No.
None.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Annalise. There are bigger problems.
We've got such bigger issues. Who cares?
Right.
If they're happy and they're living their lives and it makes them happy and they're not affecting you.
Can I ask the lady?
Bud wants to ask what?
Do you have the homeless over there?
Yeah.
Okay, how many would you say? Where is she?
She's in Minneapolis.
I live right in downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. All right. I know where that is. You live in downtown. You live there, Phil, right?
Well, I worked at WCCO, right? I worked at WCCO right on 7th Street or 7th
okay,
Avenue, whatever it is.
I literally live next to, like, that area.
Do you see, when you go out, what are the gays that you see?
Well, I actually live in kind of a larger gay community area.
Uh-huh.
I think it's
Is that Loring Park?
Yeah.
You live in Loring Park? Oh, yeah. Loring Park, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know where that is. Now, yeah. Do you know when the lesbians meet? You know where that is, right? Near Walker Center? Okay.
Yes.
When you go and you see the lesbians and they're having a meeting, well, what do? You don't care about it, right?
No,
what are you talking about, man?
Yeah, see, it doesn't affect her. And I went there one time, there were lesbians, and I said, I better walk, you know, because I was scared because they didn't look like they were girls. But then I realized they were. And I got through, and I said, and they're not, and they're homeless, but everything was fine.
Well, my whole thing is like, you can be straight, gay, any race, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like,
what, Robert?
Homeless, I want to ask the lady, Annalise, my name is Robert. I wanted to ask the lady a question. Are the black people in Minneapolis, now I know you, and I know that there are not a lot of black people in Minneapolis, but I know that there are a minority community in Minneapolis. Is that right?
Yeah, there is. Actually, and I think there are a lot more than people think.
See, look at that. See, look at that, right?
Yeah, but they're not that many.
No. The lady said that there are a lot. Now, how many black people do you see as opposed to like a lesbian that would be in the area, in the vicinity?
I would say
what does that mean?
Half and half.
Are there lesbians in the vicinity of a black man? What does that mean? Yeah.
I don't know.
How many black gay? And the one thing my people, black people, have got to, we don't like gays. I don't have a problem with a gay man, but if he come on me, you know, if a gay man comes to me, and even asks me, says, "I'm gay and I'm black, but can you help me, brother?" I'd say, "You got to move on down the road," you know.
But
well, that's pretty cruel, man.
If a homeless person came up and asked you and said, "I need money for a bus ticket to go to whatever," wouldn't you say the same thing whether or not he was gay?
Well, I'd say, "Where are you going to go?" He said, "I need a bus ticket to wherever." I said, "That'd be," but if he were gay, I'd say, "Yeah, here's a bus ticket," because I want him out of town, you know. And
but
that's
then
ridiculous.
Okay. It does affect you.
Yeah, but I'd only give him a bus ticket so he'd get out of town.
Yeah, you want him to leave town, but I'm asking a lady.
Well, both of you guys don't make any sense at all. Annalise, Phil,
and I'd send him on a bus to West Hollywood. If I meet a gay, and the gay is black, and let's say he's homeless. Let's say he's homeless, just for the sake of argument. I'd say, now, here's a ticket, and I want you to get on that bus and head west and then the ocean. Now, that, you know, as well as I do, mean that to California or what have you. Now, the man in California.
Okay, so what? So you dump all your problems out here?
But I don't think that should happen. I think that...
I'd rather have a man in a...
Where they want to live, and I think they should...
I'd rather have a man on West Hollywood. Yeah, but a gay... You didn't say nothing about black.
Well, I'm saying to you...
I don't care if you're gay or black or Asian or whatever.
Yeah.
I just...
What about a gay... What if he wanted to be black? What if he's gay? What if he's gay?
Well, who gay?
Great.
If he's gay. But
if you're happy, live here. Enjoy your life.
So you say Minneapolis a good town for gay? If Minneapolis is a good town for gay?
I don't really know because I don't know that crowd very well, but it seems like it is.
She don't know about gays.
Well, you live in the Loring Park. I know Loring Park. Loring Park's very beautiful.
People are very, very, very open about it out here, and no one says anything. I mean, you see couples walking around all the time, and it's not an issue.
And Bud said he almost got beat up, but he got beat by Jay?
I almost got beat up by a lesbian only because I wandered into their sector.
Yeah, so you got to stay out of
you
sector.
Were you provoking them?
What do you mean there's...
No, but, well... I said, "Are you what I think you are?" And you go, "Well, what do you mean?" I go, "Well, I think, well, never mind." And I said, "Never mind." And I turned and to walk away, and that's when he got mad.
Well, but how is that a nice thing to say to somebody? Well, you say, "Are you what I think you are?"
Yeah.
And then you said, "Never mind," and you turned to walk away.
Yeah, that pissed me off too, man, because that basically you called me queer.
I didn't say they're queer. They were girls. Girls aren't queer.
It doesn't matter.
Why aren't
that's
girls queer?
If you said that to me and I'm straight and married.
If I walked up to you and I said...
What the hell do you mean by that?
Well, what if I walked up to you and I said, "Are you..." Well, never mind, because I don't want to offend you. And then I walked away. Would you be mad about that, or what would you say?
You know,
of course she'd be mad.
I would just be like, whatever. You're not worth my time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth the time. Not worth the time. Annalise, thank you.
My whole thing is people just need to let it go. let people live their lives, enjoy themselves. If they're not hurting anybody, move on.
About them too, you know. But I tell you, I give a man a bus ticket. I say, now look at you, black, you gay, you black, you gay. He'll bus ticket.
Well, that's, to me, that's pretty bad, man. You're just kicking him out of town because he's black and he's gay.
No, yeah, but he's homeless. I think that's terrible.
Yeah, he's homeless. But he's homeless, so you got to send him to a home. And he sent it to a home in California.
All right, thank you very much, Annalise, for your call. Both of you guys are so stupid, I can't believe it.
Well, what'd I do?
What are you talking about, man? I'd send him all the way out to California or what have you, as far as the ocean is. And you...
What?
Are you? Well, never mind. Of course it's going to piss people off.
Well, you wouldn't offend a person and go, yeah, hi, are you a queer or am I in the wrong areas?
What?
Man, you dumb. You are dumb.
How's that dumb?
Man, that ain't no area sector, man. What do you think this is? We're talking about 1984 or some old sector.
It's not a, it's a part. Just both of you guys bug off, okay? You butchered up that quarter hour. Thanks a lot for nothing. 877-876-PHIL. I forget what it was we were going to do. We're going to have, don't we have, do we have time for another phone call? I don't know if we do or not. Yes, Vernon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You said something about playing a Cindy Sheehan.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to ask you, with all due respect, not to play Cindy Sheehan because I am, I don't like her and I don't want to hear her. And I have a problem with an allergy that comes from hypertension. If I hear her voice, if I even look at her, I have the problem, Phil. But I'm asking you not even to play her, because if you play the sound of that woman's voice, I'm going to have hypertension and my tongue swells up in my mouth.
Well, I promise the audience.
I am asking you, with all decency, please don't play the voice of that cow. Now, excuse my language.
That's rude and uncalled for.
It's rude and uncalled for until you see my tongue swell up in my face. Do you want to see that? Because I've got news for you. It's not pretty.
No, I'm not going to see it because I'm on the other end of a phone. But I promised the audience they'd hear some of the audio.
And I am begging you not to play the voice of the cow.
I'm sorry, sir. Oh, I've got a big problem. Bush has taken the Constitution and lit a match to it.
We're here because we believe that he's guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors and crimes against humanity. And just because he's not president, those crimes didn't stop.
What do I have to do?
Accountability!
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Hold on for a minute. What?
Why are you doing that?
Oh, cut it out, man. Is that for real?
Hey, you guys going?
Yeah, he's got a bad
voice. Yeah, see that in my line. Dan Tony's not the man. God, I hate you.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Two of the weird. Okay, thank you very much. We'll be back with the stories we could. I don't even want to comment on it.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I'll tell you, that man, tongue swelled up his head.
Tomorrow night, Congressman Laura Richardson on the world famous Phil Henry Show, the stories we couldn't get to. Next. Jimmy Fallon's on right now.
World famous.
Craig Ferguson's on right now. Craig Ferguson sucks.